Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In a hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. Hey, your friends teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem, get on top and get to bounce around like a lowrider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'm on top ride like you're the rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before, cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light source, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. As long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle is on, and we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
What up, world? It's your favorite host at Kenya TSC on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Kenya Kardashian on Facebook. Kenya the Sweetest Thing on YouTube. But today, I'm just super excited to be back in the building. Give yourself a round of applause for being so patient. As the candy shop returns, and I'm super excited to open up the doors and have you guys walk in the building with me. Coming up during this very special 1 hour exclusive in the candy shop, my homegirl and friend of the candy shop, international spoken word artist Tamika Georgia Me Harper, has the amazing honor of having her own day in the city of Atlanta. Well, homegirl took it up a few notches, and she also is celebrating the 9th anniversary of her own festival. It's Tamika Festival going down, and we have all the details right here in the candy shop. So tell a friend to tell a friend to log in. Now, of course, Team Candy Shop cannot let me step in the building and not make an appearance. You're going to hear from Jay Wright of V Magazine and Benji of BV Apparel. So tell a friend to hit us up, 818-572-2935, or hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. We have so much to discuss. It's the first show in about 2 months, and I have a lot to fill you guys in on. But trust me, we're going to kick it off with some of your favorites. Of course, we have the Voices in My Head, and I definitely won't let you get out of here without celebrating a lot of new music. And it's only right that we kick off today's show with a track that has been blessing me all week. It's definitely one of my new favorite songs, and I want you guys to get used to it. Here's LaToya Luckett with Used To right here live.
I cannot lie. I do this shit coming, no surprise. Cause I get the job, no pressure, no playing games. know how she moving, it's clear we don't think the same. Anything that he desire, I'm doing that. I don't like to share, she gets you, don't want it back. Don't compare me to these girls, it's all something new. This is not arrogance, baby, just being clear. Baby, what you need though.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
the Candy Show. It's the Sha Santiago. Shout out to y'all. Keep doing your thing.
What's up? It's your girl, Shekinah Joe. Tune in to the Candy Show.
This is your girl, Goshe, cast member of WeTV's hit show, L.A. Hair, and you are listening to Candy Shop.
Girl Diamond, a.k.a. Miss 32 Flavors, and I'm kicking it with the Candy Shop Radio.
This big friend of the Queen Diva, your best believer, and you're listening to the Candy Shop. Girl, down, grab a bite of candy.
It's a lot of things today, and guess what? I'm providing the soundtrack for it. It's New Music Monday, and that was new music from LaToya Lucky. We used to right here live in the Candy Shop as we kick off the very first show for the first time in a long time, and it's only right because it's celebration time. My homegirl, Tamika Georgia Mee Harper, is celebrating the 9th annual Tamika Festival, and we have all your details at 3:30. Tamika Georgia Mee Harper is stepping into the building, so tell a friend to log in early. Team Candy Shop is on the way, but I am just super excited to have you guys in the building hanging out with us. Log in 818-572-2935 or stay plugged in online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. happen. Now, you guys know how we kick off each and every show in the Candy Shop. I don't know how your last 2 months have been. Mine have been kind of rocky, and we're definitely going to discuss it. But whenever things get crazy, we always have a way to make things better here in the Candy Shop. We like to call it our waiting to excel moment. It's very simple. It's very easy. The only thing you do is breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it for 5 seconds, and then exhale absolutely everything inside of you for 6 seconds. Now, while you're doing this breathing exercise, think of some positive things while you're inhaling. And while you're exhaling, just begin to blow out anything that's frustrating you. So there's no longer a need to wait to exhale. Let's go ahead and do it. So breathe in. 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now exhale, exhale, exhale. Exhale. Repeat these steps about 2 or 3 more times, and I'm promising you whatever has you frustrated will slowly begin to lose its power if you begin to let it get away from you as fast as possible. But it's only fair, it's only right that you guys have had the chance to vent, that I get the opportunity to vent the same. This is one of my favorite parts of the show where we get to get inspirational before we turn up, and the turn up is always real here at the Candy Shop. It's the voices in my head. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing.
You know, me and the voices in my head, we have a lot of things that we always talk about. And some of the things that we talk about, you know, it's like we talk about good weeds, we talk about music, we talk about a lot of different things, we talk about men, we just spend a lot of time, you know what I'm saying? And the voices in my head, they're like my best friends.
Now, over the past 2 months, I had a lot of time to take in what I was going through. For those who don't know, I lost my brother back in February. So at that point, I shut down. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to be anywhere, not even in the Candy Shop. So I was like, well, I'm going to stop doing the show. For one, it became second nature to not do the show. And then I was just like, I need this time. God is granting me this time to be alone and to be by myself and to drown in my sorrow and to, you know, just be really, really upset. Until I realized the day that I decided, the day that I got the phone call from George and me that it was time for us to get back on air because it was time for us to promote everything that she has going on, I realized that maybe I didn't know it, but I was slipping into a stage of depression, maybe early stages of depression, but I was at a point where I was willing to drop everything. My bucket list became my effort list. I didn't have my eye on the prize. I wasn't concerned about winning anything. I wasn't concerned about going anyplace other than where I was. I wanted to drown in my sorrow. I wanted to cry. And I thought for a second that was a good way to remember my brother until I realized there was nothing productive going on. And then the second reminder is when all the bills get behind, you realize then you've been slipping on your hustling. But it gave me the opportunity to stand up inside of myself and say to myself, regardless of how I feel, I must keep going. Regardless of what things look like, I have to keep pushing forward. And although my brother may not be here, I still have to win on purpose, and this time I can win with him in mind. Maybe I'm just tripping, but these are the voices in my head. This is my favorite part of the show where we get to get inspirational before we get ratchet, and I promise you the turn up is always real. I'm super excited because today is just a show filled with family. A lot of family members are hanging out with us, and one of them is my very favorite, Tamika George Mee Harper, a person who helped me celebrate the Candy Shop in so many ways. So definitely make sure you guys tell a friend to log in. 818-572-2935, or hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor to stay plugged into the Candy Shop. It's one of my favorite records of the week. I hope it blesses you guys as much as it's been blessing me to help me make it through these past 2 months and try to keep myself together. Here, CC Wines would never have to be alone like a lot of people.
Does anybody care?
CeCe Winans would never have to be alone right here live in the candy shop. And we just wrapped up the voices in my head. And there's no way you can trust in doubt. At some point, you're going to have to turn it over and really, really, truly have faith that everything is working out. I'm super excited that you guys are hanging out with me and kicking off another week right here live in the candy shop where real people are dealing with real issues and looking for realistic solutions, because you know that I got you. And today we're celebrating the 9th annual Tamika Festival, and coming up at 3:30, just a matter of minutes, Tamika George and Mi Harper is stepping back into the candy shop to tell you why you should make it your business to save the date and mark your calendar so that you can be a part of this amazing festival this year as we celebrate her very own day right here in the city of Atlanta. Of course, Team Candy Shop has the latest in fashion, sports, and entertainment daily on social media, but today they're stopping by the candy shop for a candid conversation while we're hanging out right here. So tell a friend and tell a friend to log in, 818-572-2935. Hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. Now, it's super exciting to be back on air. It feels like forever, but I'm super excited to be back at home. I couldn't do the show without hanging out with my family. So my brothers are hanging out in the building with me, Benji V and Jay Wright of V Magazine. Jay Wright, how are you, King? It's been a minute, but how are you feeling?
What's happening, man? I'm good. I'm glad to be back with the candy shop, rocking with you, KK. How are you? You already know prayers is up to you and your family. How you feeling?
Well, thank you. It feels weird, but I'm getting into it. I feel at home. It don't feel abnormal, but it feels exciting to be back on air. You got to push yourself, and I'm super excited to be that that strong. So keep pushing. How are you? What has been going on in your world?
Let me tell you, that was a message for me right there. Push yourself, exert yourself, keep going, build your momentum, because, you know, you got to keep pushing and do it for those that, you know, would want you to keep doing it. So I'm good. I'm, like I say, really, I'm just feeling amazing to be back in the candy shop, and I'm loving the pop-up spirit and ready for some
right.
new things.
I've been watching
you know
the breakfast.
Oh yes, at least sure it's happened. You know what I'm saying? At least sure it took place. No cancellation on this. You don't know.
Yeah, folks, Jay Wright of Z Magazine is in the building. 2017 definitely has made itself known, popping off in a big way. From B Magazine within itself, from just from Jay Wright as an individual, what are you anticipating this year? Since the year is steady moving, whether you're moving with it or not. But what do you anticipate for 2017?
Entertaining drama. That's what seems to be synonymous for 2017, from the world of ratchet reality TV all the way to our like real life. It seems like very dramatic, but lots of it is entertaining, and it's enough to keep us going. I think it's a little bit of a necessary feat. It's almost like we live our own reality shows right now. I think Jasmine Sullivan kind of prepared us for that a little bit too. Life is like a reality TV show. So, you know what I'm saying?
So
sometimes
cool.
It's the high, sometimes the low. Sometimes we don't really know ourselves. Sometimes there be new folks in our lives that folks don't know. And it always seems like it's a constant battle within ourselves. But as long as you're fighting to really keep that betterment going and to keep pushing, I think we win in the reality show.
So
it's
that is
like
so
a challenge
crazy.
Type of thing, like Big Brother or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Big Sub, Big Brother.
And each and every day is a new episode. And you are the star. It's like you try to survive your own show. That is so crazy. Such a great way of putting things. Jay Wright, I'm super excited to have you hanging out in the building. Now, even though we are only here for a brief little moment, there's been a lot going on in the entertainment world, and you're known in the candy shop for keeping us posted on what's been going on in and out of the entertainment industry. There's been a lot of big headlines.
Mm-hmm.
What have been some of the big headlines that even though we on break, it's making you look cross-eyed because you can't believe it's going down that way?
Let me tell you something. When we officially come back to the candy shop, we going to back that thing all the way up and talk about some of the craziness that's been happening. Other folks' reality TV shows going on, talking about Janet Jackson and this $5 million that she and her Prince, I guess, could be coming up on. Talk about Carmelo and Lala. We're going to talk about B&J. We're going to talk about the Real Housewives of it. We're going to talk about Candy Tucker is who we're going to talk about. And we're going to talk about, oh, yes, we are. And we're going to talk about, y'all know she's my favorite, my boo Tommy, loving hip-hop. And we're going to talk about who that woman, who are all of these people that we just don't. And you know we're going to talk about Kirk Frost, shady, crazy-ass life. This seems to be synonymous for us because we seem to talk about it every season in the same manner. But those are some of the things that we will discuss alongside what, of course, we're going to talk about Eddie Murphy's brother passing. You know, with it being ironic, with him being buried on the day that Prince passed, and you know he's been iconically known for his skit on Dave Chappelle playing one-on-one basketball with Prince. So yeah, we're just gonna talk about love, loss of love, and you know what we love and going on in the industry as well. Lots to catch up on. Yeah. Trust me, I'm gonna keep them locked. The rundown is gonna really be a sprint, like a marathon almost.
Okay, another thing we have to catch up on is we've been missing keeping you guys posted on the fashion scene, but Benji V is in the candy shop. Benji V, what's the tea? How have you been, love?
What's the tease? What's going on? Hey, candy shop. Oh, this, we're finally motherfucking back in the building. The girls are warming up.
Yes,
it's brewing. We're about to take over, honey, for the 9s and the 5s. Get out the way, okay?
I'm super excited to have somebody in the building, Benji Vanderpump, Jay Wright. Benji V, how are you? What is going on in your world?
Girl, everything is going on in my world. Everything is moving. I'm busy, which is a good thing, so I have nothing to complain about. I'm just happy that we're back in the candy shop, girl. We turned up. I hear you and Jason on the ones and twos.
Yes. Now, we just spoke with Jason about what he's anticipating in 2017, and we're definitely kicking off May in a very, very, very special way with the entire show rocking together. But before you get out of here, what can the people anticipate from Benji Vanderpump in 2017? What should we be on the lookout for?
I mean, it's a lot to be looking out for too. There's not one particular thing that I want people to be looking out for too, but I just want people to be, you know, you're gonna definitely see a lot of growth and a lot of business adventures and a lot of more traveling and just inspiring the youth and trying to help the youth and stuff like that. So that's the vision I'm in 2017. It's all about giving back and helping the younger generation, because, you know, with the timing and stuff, what's going on, it's time for us older people to do what we really need to do to help mold and create a better future for our younger kids, because, you know, shit is moving. We got this crazy-ass man in the office. So, you know, the focus has to be serious right now. We have to get to it. We have to attack it. And so that's what you're going to be looking forward to seeing in Benji and with BV Apparel.
I love it. And I love you guys
for
hanging out
with us. Very
Benji
parts of him, like real Phaedra. I love that.
Yeah, thank you.
I love you guys so very much. We got to get ready for Tamika George Mee Harper to come hang out with us in the building. Before you guys get out of here, Jay Wright, let them know how they can follow you. Benji V, let them know how they can kick the tea.
Benji, go ahead and rock the thing.
But you can definitely check us out. Plug in. I have a lot of things going on with BV Apparel. Of course, we still release a new product every week. Summer, we going off about it. We really put some summer trends out there, so you can definitely catch up with us. That's bbapparel.bigcartel.com. Definitely look forward to seeing new updates on our Instagram as well. That's hashtag bbapparel. Also, that's directly linked for our Instagram, /bbapparel. And for all other answers, you can email me personally at bbapparel@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Yep. And, of course, you can find me each and every Monday starting back in May live and direct in the candy shop with Kenya the Sweetest Thing. If you want me on Instagram, social media, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, all of that, make sure you follow B Magazine, that's B-E Magazine, or follow me personally at Bean J Wright, that's BeingJWrite, and make sure that y'all keep it locked for the relaunch, the official relaunch of B Magazine. Been a while, but we back with the jump off, and we just excited again to be back with the candy shop and to give y'all some new heat with the magazine. So keep it up.
Yay, you guys are so awesome. I appreciate you guys so very much. I love you so much, Jay Wright and Benji Vanderpump, for just staying on the ride. It's amazing to go through the ride and come out alive, but it's amazing to look to your side and have family. So I appreciate you guys for staying on the ride. I love you all so very much.
Oh, you know, we love you. KK, before you go, if you want to pull up on YFN Lucci tonight, hit my line. Let me know. We can pull up on them and get that in. Just let me know.
Perfect. Okay, check your DMs. I love you guys. Definitely enjoy the rest of the show and definitely enjoy the rest of your Monday, King.
For sure. Love y'all.
Shout out to my brothers always hanging out with us here in the candy shop. You heard it right here live next month, which is next Monday. The whole month of May, we're kicking off the candy shop in a very special way, since we're back when it's only right that we kick it off by celebrating Tamika Georgia Mee Harper. Maybe one day I will stop saying her full name, but she's so iconic. The lady has her own day, and it turns into her own festival, and it's time for us to discuss it. Coming up in just a matter of minutes, Georgia Mee is stepping back into the candy shop. She's no stranger to the building, and we have a lot to discuss. Hit us up, 818-572-2935 or blogtalkradio.com. /such a neighbor. But here's DNA from Kendrick Lamar on this New Music Monday. Up next, Georgia Mee.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yahshua, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rotten.
my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks, the Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, born on side a jellyfish, I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I've been through probably offends you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and exit lit mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff, gonna be this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth when the prophet say I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why I say that hip hop has done more damage to young African Americans than racism in recent years.
I live about my DNA. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker of America. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix. As your bullets reaping what you're sowing. Stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the villa. Sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors. Peaches out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, Godfather calls. Only Lord knows I've been going hammer. Dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras. Eat it for a daughter's rock, wearing sandals. Yoga on the Monday, stretches in the van. Watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never own. I don't camera stand, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light of skate. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fake, gonna be a fake. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, IDA.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
the Candy Shop. This is Shaw Santiago. Shout out to y'all. Keep doing your thing.
What's up? It's your girl, Shekinah Joe. Tune in to the Candy Shop.
This is your girl, Ghostchick, cast member of WeTV's hit show, L.A. Hair. And you are listening to Candy Shop.
Girl Diamond, a.k.a. Miss 32 Slavers, and I'm kicking it with the Candy Shop Radio.
This big fruit of the Queen Diva, your best believer, and you're listening to the Candy Shop. Girl down, grab a bite of candy.
As promised, each and every Monday is a new music Monday. That's new music from Kendrick Lamar. His latest album, Damn, is available right now, as well as the date for the Damn tour featuring him and Travis Scott in Baby Dream. So get ready to see Kendrick Lamar, and he's making his way to Atlanta. So check out for those dates right now. But dates that you definitely need to be saving are the dates for the 9th annual Tamika Festival. And instead of me ruining it, I figured it was only right that I bring in the queen and allow her to explain it herself, Tamika Georgia Mee Harper. You're live back in the Candy Shop. How you doing, queen?
I'm fat.
Stop telling lies. That's how lies and rumors get started. We got to find another way to let it be known. I'm super excited. The only person who can get me out of my fetus position of tears, Tamika Georgia Mee Harper. I'm super excited to have you in the building. We have a lot to discuss, but happy Tamika Georgia Mee Harper Day is what the people need to be chanting and saying around the world is happy Tamika Georgia Mee Harper Day.
It's Georgia Mee time, which means love and fight in the best way, only for what's right, and eat well and love hard. And I'm so grateful. That's why God gave me the day. That's why this festival has come, because it's all about love, and not in that cliche way. Because people think that, you know, love is just roses. No, love is revolution. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Love is change. Love is trial and error. You understand me? And so I just love us and every aspect of who we are, and that's what Tamika Festival is about, celebrating every aspect of who we are, loving us unapologetically. So, yeah, it's love time, Tamika time, Kenya time.
It's love time, yes. I'm super excited to have you in the building. And for those who may be under a rock and may not know who you are, let the people know your career profession, how you've made a career out of speaking the truth, as well as how you were granted the amazing honor of having your own day here in the city of Atlanta.
Ooh, well, I am considered and have been called the queen of spoken word. I like to say I'm the Aretha of oration, the Patti of poetry, the Beyonce of spoken word, the Fantasia of phonics, the Solange of soliloquy.
Yeah. I love it. If you ask me what I am.
I'm just saying, like, I've been blessed to follow my heart and feel and write what I want in the world, what I'm scared for, what I'm fighting against, what I want to happen. That's what writing and being a poet is. I've been a poet now for 18 years professionally. And about 10 years ago, my city gave me my own day, not only because of what I've done in the spoken word world or through poetry and the arts, but I've always been an activist since I was 11 years old. My first group was Students for Nonviolence, and it was all because I had a friend who every time a fight broke out, they would just throw dictionaries at this boy. And I just was like, this is wrong, you know, like somebody got to fight for everybody, you know, and I've always been like that. I don't like injustice. And so anyway, my city gave me my own day, and that turned into a fair, which was 3 days, and then it turned into a festival, and now we're at 9 days. My goal is to be the largest urban fringe in the world, and actually we accomplished it because there isn't one. and the ones that there are, like, yay, like Essence or anything else like in that vein, they're so specific to one demographic. Tamika Festival is for everyone. Everybody in the diaspora, the entire diaspora of blackness. If you're a good white person, you invite it because you know you black. You know what I'm saying? Or you love black people. And that's what we have to, I'm one of them black people that's prejudiced. I love all people, but I am not crazy. Do you understand me?
Hello.
And there's nothing wrong with me identifying people who are not for me. And sometimes those people are graham crackers. You ain't got to be white to be against me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Hello.
So that's what it's about. If you don't love us, please stay away. If you want to learn about us, please come. If you want to celebrate every aspect from Dizzy Gillespie to Frankie Beverly and Maze to the Migos, do you understand me? I love us. This year we're honoring Dick Gregory, Nikki Giovanni, Omari Hardwick, Tommy Ford posthumously, Arrested Development, Malik Salaam, a restaurant here in Atlanta called Mr. Everything's, Tavis Brunson, and Congressman John Lewis. And we have some surprise honorees also, because, you know, I like to get my Oprah on, you know what I'm saying? And surprise people that
right.
Don't know they're getting honored, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
yeah.
But I love it. I am so grateful that God allowed me to do this. I mean, nobody puts a gun to my head and say, do a festival and do 9 days of shows or get 75 to 80 to 100 artists to come into town and share their gift. And none of these artists are, you know, I'm trying, aspirational. They're inspirational. They already have been on television. They've already traveled. They travel consistently. They got books and CDs and DVDs and been on movies. You see them in commercials. Everyone, your wealth is in your relationship. Some people I can't pump because they pockets is way big. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to pay a lot of money, but they can fall through. Do you feel me? And they going to fall
right.
through. And I've met some amazing people in my career, and I decided I'm going to reach out to people I've met because I don't do the Hollywood crap. I'm from the A. You feel me? So either we folk or we not folk. That's what it is.
That's
I'm sorry.
It.
We could, I don't know no other way to be. We cool. We're comrades. We're peers. I don't do that fake Hollywood stuff. So either we friends or we not. And some of the people who I thought were my friends showed up and showed out that they are. So we're going to have some amazing, I just can't even name all the people. You got to go to GeorgiaMeThePoet.com. But, of course, you know, of course we got the greats in spoken word like Jessica Cara Moore and Queen Sheba and Red Storm and Abyss and Tommy Bottoms. And we honor, like I said, we honor Malik Salaam. We have a movie premiere during the Tamika Festival called Rock. ATL. They did one for LA, and we're having our premiere here in Atlanta. I co-produced that thing right there, so that's on that six right there, folks. So y'all come see your girl on the screen and stuff. And but yay, that's on the six. That's the last day of the festival. But let me, I want to run down what all we got, because I want people to know we're not just for adults. We have first off, that Friday night Sister Fire. Come enjoy the energy of some amazing women here in Atlanta that Jessica Caramore has brought together. She is currently going to be curating the gallery at Gallery 992. So there's going to be a lot of events going on there. We're just kicking off one of the things she's doing. The next morning, me and Queen Sheba are teaching a master class for business and poetry. So if you want to learn to write better, you want to learn to perform better, you want to learn how to express yourself, or you want to learn how to get on this road and do this thing we call spoken word, we're here to teach you in 4 hours with hors d'oeuvres and wine, because that's what we do. And then that afternoon, yeah, we have kids. There's a baby, Thomas, King Thomas Moore, who is Jessica's son, who just won a $1,500 grant. He's an amazing young man. He has his under 12 super cool poetry mic. Yeah, he deserves all the applause. He's an awesome kid. We got the under 12 super cool poetry mic, which is also going to be featuring Dylan, who is an amazing percussionist and happens to be a bitch's son. And he's only 5 years old. You want to come see this baby kill these drums. And we got a lot of little, you know, if you got your babies, you want to come and help them write, you can come to this open mic. And Jessica's even going to do a short workshop for the parents and the kids. Then we have the lit team mic at Apache from 5 to 9, hosted by Michael Brown, formerly Lil Dude, and Deja. We got Mini Barbie, Lit Life, Foreign Fly, a lot of young, amazing artists who, you know, made a name here in the city. You know, it's, I just want to do something for the teenagers, because they can't come to the grown folk stuff, because that night is right. Pooh Nanny Poets, and that's if you real grown. That's grown than I am. That's if you like to get your, you know, freak on and you want to have a good time and laugh. They encourage couples to come, but singles are welcome, because you might hook up with somebody. But that's all at Apache. The next day we're at Adams Rib Sunday, which we do every fifth Sunday. And yes, that particular Sunday, Emma Green will be in town, and she'll be hosted and featured. You don't want to miss Miss Green, who was just on Vice, Viceland, Noisy, and was amazing in that special. So that's on that Sunday night, and I'm just going to run real fast because I don't want to just keep on talking. But that Monday is State of the Hood. You don't want to miss. We're honoring Congressman Lewis, and there's some amazing surprises. Oh, I like for people to come experience to me confess. I'm not going to tell you everything that's going to happen, but it's something you ain't done. Right. It's something you ain't had, because that's who I am. God has blessed me to be someone who has traveled the world, and I've always been a geek and a nerd and a culture vulture. Like, I love every aspect of everybody's culture, but the black people culture, our whole culture, oh my God, from Africa to the Polynesian part, to the Latin part, to the American tribe of Judah, children of Abraham, descendants of slaves, them folk right there. Oh my God, I just get so hyped off of everything we've done and what we do. So that's at the State of the Union. That Tuesday is poetry versus hip hop, poets versus rappers. It's an amazing showcase. It's been selling out all over the country. Queen Sheba and DJ Know That have put together this thing where it's a phenomenon, and we're honoring the rest of development that night. So please come out. I'm featuring, so you'll get to see me do my thing. I'm not competing, but I'm gonna be cheering on Team Poetry. Like, you know, no shade to the rappers, but it's like a mama going against a child. Anyway, so then on Wednesday. Then on Wednesday, you got Laugh is Good for the Soul. Now I can name all these comedians because they are amazing. They are amazing. They are amazing. It's hosted by Odie Odell. You got Rodney Perry, Tyler Dove, Sweet Baby Keita, Miss Jen, Ronnie Jordan, Fat Man Deezy, Big Horn. We got Miss Felipia, the legend, Felipia. We'll be performing. And we have Miss Rhoda G from St. Louis, who is one of the best saxophonists, horn players you ever want to see in your life. When I tell you she's going to turn that thing out, I mean, that's going to be at 640 West in the West End, owned by Jay White. And we'll be having his wine, black wine. Do you understand me? Brother created his own wine. He creates everything. I love brothers like him. They do everything. Oh, it just makes me so happy. Like, people don't know all the things that our men do, and they don't exalt them. But we'll be getting to that in a minute. Then the next day is Queendom Come, where we celebrate the ladies.
Yes.
It's Roses and Rebellion. And the amazing women that'll be out there that night, the list is too long to name. Dana Gilmore, Reebok, Teresa the Songbird, T-Ray, Shanice Green. Oh God, Yo Sister. So many names. We'll be also featuring the fashions of Johanna's Closet, Benjamin Brothers, and hopefully Project Society ATL. But our black designers. I'm about us, black business. You feel me? We have to promote and push our people. And that's not racist. That is self-preservation. Anybody who fools you and lets you think that supporting your people is racist, they have been brainwashed and don't understand how life goes. Okay? So, ain't nothing wrong. We buy enough of everything else. You go to Walmart anytime. I don't know. No, it's only one black-owned grocery store that I know of here in Atlanta, and I just learned about that last week. I'm just saying, you give your money to others enough. Make an effort to give money to your own. So, the next day is Nick Gage night. You know, more than a conqueror. We celebrate the amazing men that we have and all their glory and their beauty and their power. And we want them to know their wealth is not in their penis and their pocket. I need our brothers to know they need to have character, period. I mean, they need to understand that the man you are is the legacy you leave, not the money you spend, bro. That's lame. Okay. If everybody around you is around you because you got money, then you're poor as I don't know what. And that ain't got to do. I just need us to understand our wealth. I need us to understand our beauty. I need us to understand our advancement of the entire existence of this world. Okay? So that's Friday night. Then Saturday, come to the hood. Come to Washington Park. They gentrifying it. It's plenty of white folk running around, so you got to be scared. you know how folk is about the west side. It's amazing how these so-called hoods are so bad and you can't go. But as soon as the gentrification starts happening, now it's a neighborhood. It's been a neighborhood.
Right.
We've been loving each other. Been helping each other. Been thriving. I've been calling the police on people who ain't right. If I see a brother running down the street with a TV, that's not right. I'm calling the police. Snitching is when you're involved in the caper. But if I see something wrong, I'm a responsible citizen. Do you understand me? And we going to quit with that crap, that old stupid mess, that some dummies who dropped out in the seventh grade permeated through our community. Anyway, so we're going to have food, and we're going to have a bouncy for the kids, and we're going to play kickball and have a good time, and we're going to have some performances, too. And then that night is the premiere, the world premiere red carpet right here at Johnny M's. Shout out to Johnny M's and Jonathan Hart for all of his help, for all of his work, and my Tamika Festival every year he has. If not given a venue, he's given something fiscally to help us make this thing happen, because I do everything on my own. I've never had a sponsor. Yeah. 10 next year, I'm going to have a sponsor. Pepsi, Coke, Mountain Dew. Somebody going to give me some money. You understand me? I'm calling it. But night, Riders Block ATL featuring Cola Rum, Big Rube, Queen Sheba, Tommy Bottoms, Abyss, myself, and a lot of other amazing spoken word artists here in Atlanta, just giving a little, analysis of what we've created here in Atlanta and about our scene in Atlanta. It's really great. I was just out in L.A. doing edits, and it's just amazing. So I want people in this finale. Right there, Johnny M's on Martin Luther King and Lowry. It don't get no more blacker than that. Martin Luther King and Josephine Lowry? So that's when we're closing out, and I mean, it's just, 8-9 days. I really won't say 10 days. The next day, we'll be right back at Apache with Abyss on the first Sunday. Because we lived it. We don't just do this sometime. You know what I'm saying? This is our life. You know, I wish there was something. Oh, my God, Colin. I wish there was something else that I could do sometimes, but I thank God he allowed me to do this. I get to be a minister, a preacher, a teacher, a poet, a comedian, an actress, a singer, a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I get to be everything you, a doctor, a healer, a lawyer, a counselor, all through my poetry, all through spoken word. And I just thank God every day. Even when the bills ain't paid, I ain't dead. I ain't in the hospital right now. My neighbor's in the hospital. You have to thank God for everything you got. And you live for those who aren't here anymore. You live, that's called legacy. You feel me? You accomplish everything that they might have wanted to do through you. You know what I'm saying? Not what they wanted to do, but making sure you don't leave this earth without your work undone. Do you hear me? And that's just your heart. That's you and God. God gives you exactly what your purpose is. And the only reason people be mad is because they're walking against their purpose every day. But when you walk in your purpose, you walk in your joy, you walk in your love, oh, God, you have heaven on earth. You don't have to wait to die. I want people to understand that I'm on my feet right now in my room. I feel like I'm catching the Holy Ghost. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
I just love us, and I need us to love us and not deal with and not accept the BS just because somebody else on TV says it's okay, you know, or, you know, if bad behavior is bad behavior. When do we start allowing people to think that it's okay to be wrong? It's not okay to be wrong. It's okay is to have redemption, to understand that you're wrong and get right. That's all. Ain't nobody perfect, but don't sit and wallow in your mess. No, and I'm not gonna sit there and clap for it or even be in the presence of it. We're not doing that.
Okay.
I'm sick of our community pushing people who are dumb. Not that they don't have intellect, they choose not to develop it. Come on now. Come on now. Let's keep this real. We are listening to people who aren't intelligent enough to even deal with their own personal situations, and then you want to look to them to be role models? No. Mm-mm. That's not what they're here for. They're here to do their job. They're here to do their play or their purpose. I don't hate on nobody, period. I live and let live, but I ain't got to agree with you. Do you feel me? I can let you be.
Wow.
I ain't got to agree with you. If you slut, if you shame slut, I feel you should be. You shouldn't let everybody know what you're doing. I get it in, but nobody don't call me no slut. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I wear all kind of little clothes. That ain't got nothing to do with it. And why do you think it's okay to be deceptive? Most women who have, I just want all misinformation to stop. You feel me? I want us to have real understanding and real growth and real development and real love. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want my women to understand being naked ain't free. That's not. Don't let these fools fool you, because that's what they're doing. No. And I'm not saying be around here with a turtleneck on either. That ain't got nothing to do with it either. What I'm saying is know why you do what you're doing and understand, you know, what everything means and what it does. Your body is a power. I want to teach women how to matahari that thing. There's a way to use your body. You feel me? But you ain't going to sit around here and act like you don't know that your body causes a reaction. We're going to quit being stupid. I mean, we got to stop it. We got to.
Okay.
We can't keep being irresponsible for our actions. It can't keep going on.
Tamika Jordan,
I'm just saying, like, you know.
It's not. You know,
I be talking.
Stop preaching. Evangelist Nika is at the mic, and we will be taking up an offering.
I need it. Hey, send all donations. Send all donations. Can you tell them all? Tamika Festival.
All the information that she has shared today is online at GeorgiaMeThePoet.com. Before you get out of here, Tamika Georgia Me Harper, I first off got to thank you for hanging out with us. But this year's entire festival is based off of Thrive. Don't just exist. Don't just survive, thrive. If a person only makes it out to one event, or if a person makes it out to every single day between the 28th and the 6th, what do you want from people to take away from this festival to live out throughout 2017 so they can get something else in 2018 when we do it for the 10th year?
Come on now. I am a huge fan of Naked and Afraid. I don't know if you watch that show, but it's all about you're given nothing, and you have to thrive in this jungle. You have to eat. You have to create fire. You have to build shelter. And I think that a lot of times in our life, we just go through the motions, and we just happy that we not in the woods. You know what I'm saying? Or we just,
okay,
you know, our lights is on, you know. We don't want to just exist monetarily and just think about the basic bills, which we got to pay. We understand that. But we want to thrive in our spirit, in our dreams, in our accomplishments, you know what I'm saying, in our efforts. I don't care if everything you tried, so-called fail, you didn't make $1 million, but you did it. So you have the wealth of experience right there. So you're thriving, and then you're able to teach others, and they might go beyond what you've done, and you never know how that thing come back to you. So I just want us to thrive in everything we do, not just get over, not just get by, but try to be our most excellent self. I come from a time, and being a black person, I was told I can't be as good. I can't be all right. I have to be beyond and better. Not that I'm better than any person, but because I am a black person, I got to be my greatest self. There's no option other than that. I can't do what they do because that's not who I am. And I need us to have that mentality where we don't accept mediocrity. We just thrive in everything we do. I want to be my best self. And this ain't, if I ain't good at this, let me get somebody to help me. Each one, teach one. We are Nubia. We are African. We have got to remember who we are. I know they keep stripping and keep trying to change who we are and take away from who we are and not tell us who we are and not let us learn who we are. But we don't have that excuse anymore. You don't have that excuse anymore. Yeah. God made it so there's the internet. And there's technology, and you can talk, and you can learn, and you can be caught up in the bull, but there are too many resources to find the truth for yourself. I ain't got to agree with you. As long as it works for you, my path ain't your path. We got a lot of people to live and let them live and love in spite of what you think about them. That's the big thing. Our whole world is about what somebody thinks. I don't care what you think. I know what God knows. You hear me? And y'all got, everybody got to quit worrying about what others think. It don't matter. My black people are never going to give you your freedom. They're never going to say or give you your approval. And the ones that you know individually, that's your individual experience. But as a group, as a institution, it's not going to happen. My gay babies need to quit worrying about whether somebody approve of your lifestyle. That's between you and God. Then you can never expect them to understand your heart and what you've gone through. And that goes for every immigrant, too. My Mexicans, you better get your papers together. That's all. You can't sit around and keep complaining about some mess. You better do what you can do. Do you hear me?
Okay.
Every day, the gazelle don't get up and say, I hope these lines is nice today. No, they run. Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
Adore you. This is, you were preaching to me. I know this conversation alone has been uplifting. Before you get out of here, let the people know how they can follow you on social media and where they can purchase these tickets and send donations to contribute to the amazing Tamika Fest, and how people can, let the people know how they can participate this year.
Well, I just want to say, Kenya, I love you, and that's why I mess with you so strong. I want everything that your heart desires to come through. I want you to know that you have a purpose, and your spirit and your heart, it exudes everything else. Do you feel me? And I just want to say thank you for always having my back, always. I'm about to cry for loving me, for just being a beautiful light, I think you're just a bomb. So, okay, now back to the now back to Tamika Fest. Let me get strong. Wait, hold on.
Now,
Tamika Fest. You can send donations to TamikaFestival@gmail.com on PayPal. You can go to Georgia Me the Poet. Hit me up directly at 470-285-GAME. That is Lady Girl Productions. That's 470-285-GAME. For anything that you need, I will sell these tickets like prayer breakfast. If you want me to bring you some of your job, I will bring them to your job. One of my business partners. I have a whole team. Shout out the team, Tamika Festival, Kia Ballard, Soul Scribe, Sharita, Carol Payne, Divine Rhymes, and everybody that has been helping me, Abyss, everybody who has been helping me, Michelle Mitchell, of course, Jay Hart, and the whole Johnny M's Pizza. I'm just so grateful. But they just let me know I'm here. I'm a minister. Call me after the view go off. That's noon. And call me before Wendy Williams come on BET. Well, she don't even come on at midnight no more. I don't know what's going on. That's why I just DVR. But you know, you got 12 hours to get at me because I work so hard. Sometimes I don't go to sleep, but I don't mind. God got me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here. Just whatever you got to give, we here to receive. We got 8 days of events. We need all the help in the world. We always do. This is always out my pocket, out my efforts, out my relationships. And I don't mind it because I love serving my people. I love doing this. I love presenting Atlanta with the opportunity to see the best in entertainment. This ain't just spoken word. This is visual art. These are the best artists. Why not have – you have the opportunity right now, people who are within the sound of my voice, to see the Langston Hughes, the Henry Oswald Tanners, the Maya Angelous, the Pearl Baileys, the Aretha Franklins, the Jay-Z's of now, right now. Come see history. Come see the best, because I only deal with the best. I don't deal with people who are all right. They cool. I pray for you and I want you to get better. But I've established myself to a level, thank God, that I am considered one of the best, if not the best, to ever do this. And and I'm grateful. Ask everybody.
I love you so much. Have you given them what their tools? Everybody has their tools to get out and celebrate with you. GeorgiaMeThePoet.com. I just want to tell you congratulations in advance. It'll be soon and very soon where you are being honored with the highest medals that the world can offer, because you are so amazing. And I just thank you for being you and never changing. You are just so awesome. I appreciate you for rocking out with the Candy Shop. You know, anything I can do, I definitely will. And congratulations in advance on an amazing year and an amazing Tamika Festival, doll.
Thank you, boo. I love you, and I love y'all. Let me say this to the world. When you out here in this world, you say, you tell them, I'm not going to let the devil in you stop the God in me. Live that, y'all.
Oh,
I'm telling
I
you.
I love you.
I love
you.
I love
you.
Post
I love
that.
You,
call me. I'm telling you, I need everybody to walk with it. Be a warrior in your love. You understand me? The devil is God's property. He's a punk. You understand me? He ain't got nothing.
That's
but if you give him that power, then it's on. But I'm a warrior for God. You feel me? So I got you. I see the demon in you, but I'm not going to let it stop my God. Hey.
That's what I'm talking about. Georgia, me, enjoy the rest of your Monday. Kiss the lines with 4 ounces by us. Love you, Georgia.
Yes. Love you too, Kenya.
Try to come for us. we bum on site, we must jaw. Host of my emotion is your call. Liquor in my system, we must draw. Addiction, disobey the law. Don't grab my ring before I run aside. I didn't come back down to earth to die.
All my niggas in the whole wide world made the song to make it all yours. Turn to us. This shit is from us. Get so much from us. Then forget us. The whole wide world is just